It's November 14th, 2022, Ward Green here, 11:20 hours. And I just got a package, but just because it's, I want to do it all on this same camera because we're going to do the other video and study and stuff here. So I opened the box already, but I haven't opened these smaller boxes. I have not opened and haven't looked at. I'm going to open it right now. These are some insoles. I got two insoles, two different pairs of insoles. By the way, I ordered 8 pairs of insoles. The total cost was, I think, $340 worth of insoles altogether without tax. That's not including tax. I got my new doorknob. Look at this. Beautiful. Looks beautiful to me. So got a knob. Yes, it's a knob. It's a knob type. It's a lockable door with a twist knob on the end of one of the doorknobs. Twist knob. You know what I mean? I'm trying to show. I can't show it maybe. The end of that doorknob will have a small twisting knob on the end of it. So did I show that on cam? No. The end of this knob will have a twisting, you press it in and twist it. A lockable. Lockable, yeah, it does. So that's my door lock. Probably didn't show it the first time. That's the door, lockable doorknob set. You need 2 knobs, 1 for each side of the door, right? So that's what that is. And I'm researching how to build a door. Like, you know, I mean, there are different ways of building your own door, so I'm researching that as well, but we'll talk about that another time. I've just rediscovered, these are the new insole right here, just got out of the box. These are Superfeet Black. And it's a thin insole. So you see how thin that is? Quite thin. Yeah, they're thin, and that's good for shoes that are very tight shoes. These might even help my Spyrus. Actually, I might be able to help my. I should be doing this in the other room. Well, I'll do another video later today, I think, because I'm expecting more insoles to come. I'll do another video. This is just the unboxing for this one. Superfeet Black. Oh my goodness, they're beautiful. They're just. I mean, Superfeet are so good. I already know that because I've just swapped my boots insoles. The Danner that I put on top of the Superfeet Green, I've now swapped them back so that I've got the 2 pairs of Superfeet in there. I've got the Superfeet Adapt Run Max in there on top of the Superfeet Green. And they have a bigger arch support than the Danner insoles. And I think maybe that my feet are not going to hurt with these insoles. It makes a huge difference. My left foot was hurting me wearing the Danner insole on top of the Superfeet Green. So we'll find out. I'm going to wear these all day today and see whether these the Superfeet actually save my feet in that way, that my left foot on the outside of my left foot will not be hurting, or whether it will be. It might still be hurting. I don't know. But it's not the boots, I don't think, so much as it's the way my feet fit the boot, so that because my feet supinate, because I have a high arch, if I don't have enough arch support, it's going to hurt the outside of my foot because all the pressure's on that foot. Even when I'm just sitting down, my foot with the Danner boots, my left foot got sore, and I was spending most of the time sitting down. It got sore because I can't explain that. Or maybe it got sore because I walked a little bit around the house. That must be it, because sitting down, there's no pressure on the foot. But there might be, because when you tie the boot tight, puts pressure on the bottom of the foot, right? So maybe the pressure, yeah, it could have been because it's because of no arch support. I'm gonna open the other one now. This is exciting. I just talked to my delivery guy, and I told him what happened with the other delivery that was where the package didn't arrive, and I lost $400. Well, you know, it wasn't his company, and he said he would have to get a signature if it was an expensive item. That's what he thought. So this is the other anyway. So But I had a good chat with him. I also told him I don't believe that that losing $400 is a bad thing ever, because you learn more from it that enables you to save more money in the future than that money. You save more than $400. If you lose $400, you should learn something enough, and you should learn enough to save more than $400 in the future. That's what happens. So if you learn from it, it's never a bad thing. Never. It's never bad to lose money. You think it is at the time, but it just makes you wiser. It's interesting. Look at this. These are the other ones that came. These are Superfeet too, are they? These are Superfeet too. Yeah, these are Superfeet also. These are the Superfeet Hike Max. Is it called Hike Max? I think they're called Hike Max. Let me find out. Let me find it. Okay, something is jumping on me. Oh, yeah. I'm uploading some videos. Oh, yeah, that's another thing I want to report on today. It's November 14th, 2022. What's it telling me? It's trying to upload part 2, audio 42. Okay, good. Yeah. So we've got the 194. That was a big file. 154. Yeah, we got these uploading. I'm uploading some files. It's an old video I made in 2013. It's a video 9 years ago, I guess. Something like 9 years ago. In 2013, I made a video called Ward Green Blue Ridge Fret Dressing. And it was one of my best ever videos. It was a three-part video. So I'm uploading all three parts today in on my website in a reprocessed form. Just the same video, but I'm just reprocessing it to save, to make them smaller, to make the files as small as possible. How big were they? I never checked to see how big they were. I should do that. Let me check that. Okay. Let me find out. Here it is. Okay. Let's see. I had to find this video. First of all, it wasn't that easy to find. Is this the one? No. This might be it. This is it here. Okay. This was made it was made in 2013. December? Maybe it was December. That's what it looks like. December 22nd? So it's not quite 9 years yet. 2013. It was Blue Ridge Fret Dressing. It was possibly the best video I ever made. It's about guitar maintenance. What do you call that? Guitar maintenance and service. Guitar service. Servicing a guitar in the proper way, which with the knowledge I had at that time. But because I'm not a professional luthier, I had to get that knowledge through a lot of research online, entirely online. Online research. And there's a website I've discovered recently. I've just rediscovered it. It's a gentleman by the name of Jerry Rosa, I think his name is. Because his website is Rosa Stringworks. That's why I think his name is Jerry Rosa. But he's got a very interesting YouTube channel, and I've watched his videos in the past. But I've watched a lot of other channels in the past to do with guitar maintenance too. So let's find out what this is called. Still didn't find out. Hang on. It's here. I think they're here. There they are. They're Hike Max. Adapt Hike Max. Yeah, Adapt Hike Max. That's what they're called. So, oh my goodness. And I think they have, they might even have a higher arch support. Look at the arch support on these. I mean, it's, look at this arch support. I mean, it's on the, actually on the other side. I need to turn it around. This, it's on this side, the arch support. It's right here, right? But look at that. I mean, that, this is the toe. The toe is pointing at the camera. There you see, so you can see the arch support, right? It's here. This is the arch support for these shoes, for these insoles. Yeah, you get a good idea what it is from this view. Probably, anyway. Let's see. Come. Right here. That's how much of an arch support. Now, the arch support might not be far enough into the foot, right? But it's... The thing is, if people, these aren't for people with flat feet, I don't think either. But if they're probably okay because they're, it's not rigid. This is not rigid plastic. It bends, but it's pretty stiff here. Yeah, the arch is pretty stiff. I can't. This is floppy. This is flops. That's very flexible, but this is stiff. The arch section is very stiff. Very stiff. No, it's very stiff. So I'm going to replace one of my boot insoles right now, just because I can't wait, but I'll be doing this later. But while I'm doing this, I want to take out the other one and compare it too. Let's compare this one. You see, there might be a difference here. I think there is, possibly. Maybe not. Okay. One of the new compared to one of the old. They're not that old. They're just a few days old, really. But anyway, that's, you know. But that's the Adapt Run Max, and that's the Adapt Hike Max. But the arch in each of them. Now we're comparing the arch. The new one is on the. That's the new one. So I need to hold from the back. Okay. Yeah, the other one had a very similar. Well, I'll hold the left together with the right of the other one. You can see directly a direct comparison side by side of the arch section of the two. If I match them up, we'll be able to get a direct comparison. And they might not be that different, actually. When I look at it, to me they look very similar. I don't think there's much difference. In the height. In the height of those, I don't think there's a lot of difference, but if I had to say that one was higher, I might say... No. On cam, it looks like. Yeah, the new one. Wait a minute. The old one. Which is the old one? I can't tell anymore. I can't actually tell. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this is the new one. Let's see. If I look at them, I think the old one looks. The old one looks like a higher arch to me, if anything. But on cam, they don't look any different. I don't think they're any different. So. I'm going to replace this one with the other here just to see how it feels in the boot. And they're very similar. They're similar enough. They're going to be good, I think, no matter what shoes I put them in, they're going to be good, I think, too. They're good, like both of them. Both the hike and the run versions of these Adapt Max, they're both good. I don't think that's going to be a problem in the sense that I like, and they have good, well, they have good ratings, but the main insole that has the high ratings that's made by Superfeet is the green. Superfeet Green is the main one that gets the high ratings. It's the one that everybody rates so highly. it's the one that I mean, more people in the independent reviews, I mean, in the on the online reviews of insoles, the online reviews of that Superfeet Green are exceptional. They put that one as their favorite in some of the reviews. Seems to me most of the reviews have that as the Superfeet Green, that is, as their favorite. But let's see what you got here. It fits fine. I mean, yeah, it fits fine. I don't know if I feel any difference, but I might imagine that I do, but I'm just imagining it, I think. I don't think it's a real difference, but I'm going to go back to the ones I have in there. I'm going to try the ones I have in there that I started with today. I'm going to keep them in there for the rest of the day. I'm putting it back right now. So the new ones, I'll use them somewhere else. I'll try them in the Merrells, actually. I want to try them right now. But I can't. So we've got other things to talk about today. Got a lot of things to talk about. So I'm just going to tighten these boots up like that. These are the two new ones. The Adapt Hike Max. Just the color is different. This is a green polka dot, whereas the Run Max were blue, a little bit of a blue or blue-green, but bluer. This is greener, and it's the hike version. You know what? I want to try the black, but we're going to wait because I'm getting probably some more today. They're supposed to be coming today, so we'll wait and see about that. This is exciting. It's going to be confusing because I have 8 pairs of insoles still, 2 of which have arrived. 6 more have yet to arrive, and some of them won't be coming until Wednesday, apparently, or maybe they'll come sooner, but that's what they said. They expect them on Wednesday, so for now, that's it for that. Let's watch. I mean, that's exciting, because I know that these insoles are going to help me if I want to wear any kind of boots or shoes or, you know, and if I want to be doing any amount of walking. I have these relatively high arches, so you know, it can be painful to walk if you don't have the right shoes. There's no question. And the right shoes, in part, means the right insoles. The insoles are absolutely crucial for somebody who has high arches. But I know that because I have high arches. That's how I know that. But I'm saying, I don't know about other people, but I'm expecting, or supposing, I should say, I suppose that insoles are important for everybody, not just for high arches. But a flat foot, it's going to distribute the weight more evenly over the foot. The problem is that the shock from the foot will be transferred directly up to the knee. And directly to the ankle, knee, and so on, up the leg. Because a flat foot doesn't have any shock absorber in the foot. An arch is like a shock absorber in the foot that can flex. You know, that can take up some of the force when you put downward force on it. It can flatten a little bit, and it can absorb some of the shock in the arch of the foot, which can lessen the direct transfer, you know, of shock. It's like a shock absorber, I believe, but I'm really just beginning to study this. The effect of that, what I mean is the effect of the arch on the foot and how force is transferred. And I won't be relying on any other authority because I'm a physicist who can figure out how the forces are transferred between one part and the next. I can understand the forces and how they're transferred better than most doctors, certainly, because I'm a physicist. And I'm not going to listen to what doctors say because there's a lot of... I mean, when somebody's not a physicist who doesn't understand forces and how they're transferred, they're going to just resort to using whatever rumors they've heard, you know, or whatever popular nonsense is out there. That's what they're going to adopt. And if that doesn't work for them, they'll adopt whatever the popular doctor says, who probably doesn't know what he's talking about in most cases. That's just what happens. And it happens not just in cases where physics is applicable or important. It also applies in other areas of medicine, too. They believe whatever popular doctors say. That's all it is. And they're wrong. They're definitely wrong. In almost all of medicine, they're wrong about everything, because it's not easy. And if you just take a popular doctor and say what he says or adopt what he believes, you're not going to have the truth. And that's just always what happens, almost in every single case. I'd say not just almost. It happens in every case, is what I would say, because there's nobody out there with the necessary knowledge. So I know I have to reinvent all of the physiology that exists, all of medicine, or it's not medicine because I don't believe in medicine. I believe in nutrition, but it's all of nutrition and all of the body, the human body. I have to reinvent or relearn and process and reassess, redefine all of it, because all of it's done wrong. Just like with anything. I mean, if you look into, let's say you looked into how to build a door or something, you could look into the different ways of doing it, but you know, you're not going to probably find, I can't use that as an example because I haven't done that one yet, but in every area that I've ever looked into, ever, in any field of study, I've always had to reinvent the whole field of study, because it's always been, you know, simplified by the wrong person and done wrongly. And that always happens. So I know it's going to be true in medicine too, or in physiology, I should say. It's going to be true in terms of studying the body and studying health, because, yeah, health is the word I want to use. It's going to be true in health even more so, because health is more complicated. So it's even going to be more true that you have to reinvent everything that is told to you. You can't just listen to the people who tell you. They might be right about saying that you shouldn't eat sugar, because processed sugar, I mean, they might be right about that. But they don't just say processed sugar, they say don't eat sugar. And that's not right. I mean, it's not, I mean, of course, fructose, yes. But they don't understand. And then the people who quote these people don't understand. They understand even less. It becomes so far away from the truth that it's not worth learning from anybody. And then it's not worth repeating what anyone says, because you have to reinvent it all. So, and probably everybody's going to reinvent it for themselves, but most people can't do that. So I have to try and figure out what is going on and share with others if I can. And I fully intend to do that. But Oscar Peterson, his interview with Andre Previn, this is the final part. And this was in 1974. And let me set my volume level if I can, because it's wrong. There we go. That's a good level. This is the final part of this interview. Let's see how this goes. Okay, little children, you ready? Here it is. Well, I see what happened. Yeah. This volume level has to be raised. Let me bring it to 100%. Okay. hand is wondering.
One good thing about television is that they can make cuts when something doesn't work later, right? Now, the last time I tried to play anything in 4/4 was 12 years ago, roughly. But I'm having too good a time. Humor me. Play something with me. Anything. Something slow, easy, a scale, right?
One, two, three, four. Beautiful. Speechless. Beautiful. And I've heard that before. I heard that before, and it's still, it didn't bring me to tears the first time I heard it, but. That was, it was just great, because even though I've seen that before, I know that's going to be, for some people who are watching that for the first time, it's going to be unexpected, and that's what brought me to tears, because I'd forgotten how good it was. Like, I mean, I forgot how it appears to other people, how good it is in the eyes of other people. I forgot, you know. I guess I see, and I have seen so many amazing things in my life. That's how I would explain it, that I've seen so many amazing things in my life that I almost take that for granted, you know, that there are, that it's possible for somebody who is a conductor like Andre Previn, who's a great musician, but, you know, he's an interviewer. In this case, he's an interviewer. And yet, we might forget. He can play. You know? It just, that brought out a lot of emotion for me. I just shaved my beard yesterday. I just cut it with my electric razor, and brought it back a little bit. But I'm just too emotional. I can't even continue here. I'm so emotional, I don't even know if I can continue. That was so moving. And I wasn't surprised. I mean, I've seen that interview already, so I'm not surprised. It wasn't, I mean, I can't say that I'm surprised, but it was, I feel like I'm surprised, even though I'm not. I can identify with, I guess, other people who are watching who are surprised, and it's just too much. It's too much. So today we're not going to do our third study, because we're going to wait until the 21st, when the one comes around again, so we can start another book at chapter one. So we're going to do Psalms and Isaiah, if you're willing, little children. We're going to do that, and that's all we'll do today for the study of the Bible. So, but that's if Jehovah's willing. But I mean, I'm very surprised at how emotional I am. Let me see. There's something's wrong here. Wait a minute. Something is wrong. I've got the wrong. There's something wrong here with Safari. Something radically wrong. What happened to that window? I had a window. Where is it? Is it this one? Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. That's better. Great. That's much better. I mean, there are a lot of things we could talk about, but I think today we'll... I'll have to make another video later, so I'm not going to make this one as long. I think that'll be my effort. I'll try, anyway. Psalm 44, little children, let's pray to Jehovah. Father in heaven, our heavenly Father, who created all things, may you guide us in the best way for us, through your word, the Bible, in Jesus' name. Amen. To the director of the Sons of Korah. It's of the Sons of Korah. Maskil. Psalm 44. O God, with our ears we have heard. Our forefathers themselves have recounted to us the activity that you performed in their days, in the days of long ago. You yourself, by your hand, drove away even nations, and you proceeded to plant them instead. You went breaking national groups. Tickle in my throat. You went breaking national groups and sending them away. For it was not by their own sword. That was not a tickle. That was something else. I couldn't say it. For it was not by their own sword that they took possession of the land. And their own arm was not what brought them salvation. For it was your right hand and your arm, and the light of your face, because you took pleasure in them. You yourself are my king, O God. Command grand salvation for Jacob by you. We shall push our adversaries themselves. In your name we shall tread down those rising up against us. For it was not in my bow that I kept trusting, and it was not my sword that was saving me. For you saved us from our adversaries, and those intensely hating us you put to shame. In God we will offer praise all day long, and to time indefinite your name we shall laud. Selah. But now you have cast off and keep humiliating us, and you do not go forth with our armies. You keep making us turn back from the adversary, and the very ones intensely hating us have pillaged for themselves. You give us like sheep as something to eat, and among the nations you have scattered us. You sell your people for no value at all, and you have made no wealth by the price for them. You set us as a reproach to our neighbors, a derision and jeering to those all around us. You set us as a proverbial saying among the nations, a shaking of the head among the national groups. All day long my humiliation is in front of me, and the shame of my own face has covered me, due to the voice of the one reproaching and speaking abusively, because of the enemy and the one taking his revenge. All this is what has come upon us, and we have not forgotten you, and we have not acted falsely in your covenant. Our heart has not turned faithlessly back, nor do our footsteps deviate from your path, for you have crushed us in the place of jackals, and you cover us over with deep shadow. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or we spread our palms to a strange God, will not God himself search this out? For he is aware of the secrets of the heart. But for your sake, we have been killed all day long. We have been accounted as sheep for slaughtering. Do arouse yourself. Why do you keep sleeping, O Jehovah? Do awake. Do not keep casting off forever. Why do you keep your very face concealed? Why do you forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul has bowed down to the dust itself. Our belly has clung to the very earth. Do arise in assistance to us and redeem us for the sake of your loving kindness. That's the end of Psalm 44. And I note here, just as Solomon said when he prayed to Jehovah at the dedication of the temple in 1 Kings, I believe that's chapter 8, but we'll look for that. Jehovah is aware of the secrets of the heart, verse 21 of Psalm 44. He's aware of the secrets of the heart. And if I click on this footnote, do you think we'll get 1 Kings chapter 8? Let's try. No, we didn't. But here, it mentions a reference to Ecclesiastes, but we're not going to use that reference. We're going to go to 1 Kings, which I believe is a better reference for this scripture, chapter 8. He spread out his palms to the heavens, verse 22 of First Kings, Solomon. Right. You alone, there it is, verse 39, you yourself alone well know the heart of all the sons of mankind. 1 Kings 8 and 39. That, I knew it was in this, or I believed it was. And it was in that chapter of 1 Kings, in the prayer of Solomon. But I learned that initially when I studied the Bible. I would have learned that, but I wouldn't have remembered it from then. I remembered it from very recently when I looked it up to try to find, or when I was reading that prayer of Solomon for some other reason, I noticed there that that's the place in the Bible where it mentions that Jehovah is the only one who knows our heart. That's the place. That's where it says it. Doesn't say it any other place either. It's not any other place in quite those words. But here we have it in Psalm 44. We did see it in verse 21. He is aware of the secrets of the heart. It doesn't say he alone, though. It doesn't say he alone is aware of the secrets of the heart, which is what effectively 1 Kings does say in 8 and 39. Anyway, that to me is the most significant scripture in that from my viewpoint, but that's, I'm not the only one reading this, I'm sure. So whoever else is reading it, well, there's an interesting point here. You do not go forth with our armies in verse 9, because Jehovah will go forth with us, not in physical warfare nowadays, but back in David's day, Jehovah went to war, physically helped Israel fight their wars, or, you know, spiritually. He helped spiritually, but they fought physical wars in those days. David was fighting physical wars against the adversaries, and they had to drive out the nations in the Promised Land. That was something that Jehovah did for them, was give them the Promised Land, and he helped them spiritually to drive out their enemies. By your hand, you drove away even nations. That's Jehovah's spiritual power, his hand, in that sense. And he planted his people in verse 2. He drove out nations in verse 2 and planted his people instead in verse 2. And it wasn't by their own sword in verse 3 that they took possession of the land. It was Jehovah's right hand, it says in that same verse. Jehovah loved his people. He actually helped them drive out nations who didn't serve Jehovah they didn't behave in a way that was acceptable to Jehovah. And so he allowed the people of Israel to drive out these other nations because he chose the people of Israel, and he had given them the covenant that Moses had gotten from Jehovah, the law covenant. He had given them his law. So, but he favored them even before that, when he gave the promise to Abraham. There was a promise that there would be a seed, and that came through Abraham's grandson, Jacob, and so on. So it came on, it came down, it had come from a time previous as well, but in David's day, David was aware of how Jehovah had helped Israel to drive out their adversaries. There's a problem here. Hang on. It's not a problem. It's just I have to do something here. Okay. Good. Oh, I know what happened. The maximized window. It was a maximized window. That's why I wasn't seeing it before. It was just in Safari you go Control. I don't know what Control is the same in Windows and on Apple keyboards. Control right arrow, and that's how you get back to your maximized window not in Safari. I mean, it's not just Safari. It's in Mac OS. I mean, Safari running in Mac OS. Control right arrow, control left arrow would take me away from that. Maybe no, does it? No, I've already clicked away, I guess. Hang on. Let's see. Yeah, control left arrow, control right arrow. But it, when I was adjusting the volume at the beginning of the video, the Oscar Peterson, Andre Previn video, I used the up arrow. And that's in Safari how you adjust volume upwards or downwards with the down arrow. So that's, you don't have to always click with the mouse. You can use the up and down arrows on the keyboard. And I'm using a Windows keyboard on a Mac. It still works. It's just that I use, instead of the command key, I use the Windows key. And basically, the alt key is the options key. They're the same key. And so on. But I'm using a Windows keyboard on and running Mac OS. On my laptop, my 16-inch M1 Max MacBook Pro. Anyway, it's a fantastic computer, but I have my glitches, and I'm not sure if they're caused by the mouse or whether, and also my hard drives will disconnect sometimes. I'm not sure if that's the OS or what it is, but it does do a lot of processing very, very effectively. I can run like simultaneously, I can play 5 videos or something like that. And I don't even have high-speed internet, but I can play videos. I can download them. If I had high-speed internet, I think I could probably play more than that simultaneously. But I can play 5 videos simultaneously or something like that, which is quite different from what I mean. There's no way I could have done that ever on the iMac. The 2011 iMac, which is what that was my last computer, 2011 iMac. So I got a 2021, I think it was 2021, the MacBook Pro M1 Max came out, because 2020 was the Mac Mini that I also got, the M1. I bought that as well. It came out in 2020. So they're both good. It's just I don't, the Mac Mini is my backup computer. It's what I run when I don't have a computer, you know, when my computer doesn't work or something, or you know, it's another computer that I do run. I can run it whenever I want to. It's a backup computer, but that's enough about that subject. And so this is not David. I said this was David. This is not David. No, this psalm is not written by David. It's written by the sons of Korah. That's right. So David would have recognized something similar to this, that Jehovah was with him. But it was not he who wrote this. It wasn't David. It was... I apologize for that. That's not right. I'm so used to saying of David that David wrote all these psalms prior to this, up to verse 41. I mean, it's chapter 41 of Psalms. Up to chapter 41, it was all David. Then 42 and 43 were for the sons of Korah. This is of the sons of Korah. So it's the sons of Korah that wrote this. They recognized that Jehovah had fought for them. And it was almost like he was the one doing the fighting in the warfare that they fought in order to take possession of and keep possession of the promised land. But then they weren't, you know, he had saved them in verse 7 from their adversaries, but he wasn't going forth with their armies in verse 9 because he had cast them off, it says. So, and he even set his own people in verse 13 as a derision and a jeering, as derision and jeering, a mockery to others. They just made fun of them. Their enemies made fun of them. Their neighbors did. And they became like a proverbial saying among the nations. Verse 14. This is, again, written by the sons of Korah, let's remember, not by David. So we're not going to be reading. I don't think there are any more Psalms by David in this in the Psalms now. I think we've finished the Psalms of David, but we might know. I might be wrong. I think there might be other Psalms written by David that come later too. It's possible. It's possible. Not even sure. So we have to be on the alert for that. But then in verse 18, the psalm says, of the sons of Korah, this psalm of the sons of Korah says, nor do our footsteps deviate from your path, because they've been put to shame. So now, they kept walking in Jehovah's path, but Jehovah had humiliated them. They'd even, in verse 22, they'd even been accounted as sheep for slaughtering. So they were asking for help in verse 23 from Jehovah, that he would wake up and help them. Verse 26, do arise in assistance to us, right? Help us, Jehovah, help us. So they haven't really left his covenant, but they feel like Jehovah has made them feel worthless and a mockery among their neighbors, and they're asking for help, that he would redeem them again. Yeah, that's right. Redeem us, verse 26. Okay, so that's that. That's Psalm. It's, we may ourselves have felt something similar to this feeling of having been humiliated before, or having been left in the lurch by God, and having we may well have felt this many times, where we might have tried hard and failed at something, and we might have been left with we might have been without money or without something, without a friend. Or something like, well, anything that would allow us to become depressed or downhearted, and this would enable us to identify with that psalm, because that's what it was. That's the sort of thing it was talking about. About there, perhaps to a greater or lesser extent, depending on what experiences you have had. So Isaiah 24. How long is this? Is it short or long? Fairly short, but fairly long for Isaiah, though. Look, Jehovah is emptying the land and laying it waste, and he has twisted the face of it and scattered its inhabitants. And it must come to be the same for the people as for the priest, the same for the servant as for his master, the same for the maidservant as for her mistress, the same for the buyer as for the seller, the same for the lender as for the borrower, the same for the interest taker as for the one paying the interest. Without fail, the land will be emptied, and without fail it will be plundered. For Jehovah himself has spoken this word. The land has gone to mourning, has faded away. The productive land has withered, has faded away. The high ones of the people of the land have withered, and the very land has been polluted under its inhabitants, for they have bypassed the laws, changed the regulation, broken the indefinitely lasting covenant. That is why the curse itself has eaten up the land, and those inhabiting it are held guilty. That is why the curse itself has eaten up the land, and those inhabiting it are held guilty. That is why the inhabitants of the land have decreased in number, and very few mortal men have remained over. The new wine has gone to mourning, the vine is withered, all those glad at heart have gone to sighing, The exultation of the tambourines has ceased. The noise of the highly elated ones has discontinued. The exultation of the harp has ceased. It is with no song that they drink water. It is with no song that they drink wine. The intoxicating liquor becomes bitter to those drinking it. The deserted town has been broken down. Every house has been shut up from entering. There is an outcry in the streets for want of wine. All rejoicing has passed away. The exultation of the land has departed. In the city, an astonishing condition has been left behind. The gate has been crushed to a mere rubble heap. For thus it will become in the midst of the land and among the peoples, like the beating off of the olive tree, like the gleaning when the grape gathering has come to an end. They themselves will raise their voice. They will cry out joyfully in the superiority of Jehovah. They will certainly cry out shrilly from the sea. That is why in the region of light they must glorify Jehovah. In the islands of the sea, the name of Jehovah, the God of Israel. From the extremity of the land there are melodies that we have heard. Decoration to the righteous one. But I say, for me there is leanness. For me there is leanness. Woe to me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Even with treachery, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Dread and the hollow and the trap are upon you, you inhabitant of the land. And it must occur that anyone fleeing from the sound of the dreaded thing will fall into the hollow. And anyone coming up from inside the hollow will be caught in the trap. For the very floodgates on high will actually be opened, and the foundations of the land will rock. The land has absolutely burst apart. The land has absolutely been shaken up. The land has absolutely been sent staggering. The land moves unsteadily like a drunken man, and it has swayed to and fro like a lookout hut. And its transgression has become heavy upon it, and it must fall so that it will not rise up again. And it must occur in that day that Jehovah will turn his attention upon the army of the height in the height, and upon the kings of the ground upon the ground. And they will certainly be gathered with a gathering as of prisoners into the pit and be shut up in the dungeon. And after an abundance of days, they will be given attention. And the full moon has become abashed, and the glowing sun has become ashamed, for Jehovah of armies has become king in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and in front of his elderly men with glory. That's the end of Isaiah 24. So, the idea of Jehovah becoming king is there. I need to check my email for a moment here. I want to see if anything happened. Oh. Yeah. I guess if I track the package, it will tell me it was delivered, maybe, but. I'm not gonna do that right now though, but it's something that normally they'll tell me when they are delivering something. They didn't do that today for some reason. Anyway, it's strange, but I just paid a couple of my bills. I've got to delete them from my inbox. While I think of it now. So that's it. I did that. But Jehovah is emptying the land and laying it waste, and he has twisted the face of it and scattered its inhabitants. So I'm pretty excited about these new insoles, because I'll be trying them in my different shoes. I can also try these insoles in I want to do this. There we go. I'll be trying these in my new running shoes, possibly too. My Asics. They're great shoes, though. My Asics fit really well already, but there's a bit of extra space in them, so I could substitute their insoles for these. I could try adding the thin ones. I can try some different things. I can't wait to see what the difference is, because, I mean, a very small difference can make a huge improvement in your quality of life when you can get shoes that fit you better. Right now, you see, I'm putting all my weight on my left foot because I've crossed my legs and my right foot's on top of my left foot. My right leg is weighing down on my left foot, so that's probably how I got a sore left foot before. But if this insole is better, I may not get a sore foot now with these Danner boots. I'm wearing the Danner boots. And if these are better, I'm just going to be super happy. That's the thing. The thing is, you can't wear boots when they don't feel good. You just will put them in the closet and you'll never wear them. That's what happens. Or you will wear them maybe if you have to, but as soon as you get a better pair of shoes or boots, you're going to wear those, right? All the time. You're going to try to avoid wearing the pair that doesn't fit properly and that hurts your feet. That's how it happens. So that's why I've spent $340 on insoles, some of which I've already received and some of which are hopefully on the way. But I will be trying out as many different kinds as I have purchased already to find out what I can learn, because it's worth knowing for the quality of your life that it can bring you with your footwear. I mean, it's so important. And that's the thing that, I mean, there are other brands. And the other thing I should have added, but I never got around to mentioning, all the different ways I choose and buy insoles. When I did that video about how to choose and buy insoles, I want to add this one thing. When you first look at Amazon, you're going to shop at a certain place. In my case, it was Amazon. So if you're shopping at Amazon, you're going to look at Amazon, look through the insoles. You're going to look at the ones that come up first at the top of the list, that they pop up at the top of the page. You're going to look at those first. If you see whatever it says, if it's in your price range, first of all, you're going to look at it and say, well, who is the manufacturer? That's what I do first. The first thing I do is, who's the manufacturer? Is it a manufacturer that I like, or that I know already, or whose name I like? Or if I don't know who they are, I'll have to research and find out who they are before I make any other choice, right? I mean, I'll have to find out at some point who they are before I make the actual purchase. Who is this company? What do they do? How good are they? But one way to find out is just read a review. If you type the name of that insole into the Google search engine and just say insole name and then review, type the word review and press enter, and you see whether that insole has been reviewed by anybody, and then find out what they said about it and find out what they think of the company. Usually in the review they'll say whether the company's any good or not, the manufacturer of that product. Or maybe you'll find a review about the best insoles, and it will be one of the best ones. You can look for the best insoles first, though, before you even shop on Amazon, if you want to. That's another thing. But when you look on Amazon, I like to look at what's available and see, and also look at the Amazon reviews, too. That's the next thing I would look at, other than the manufacturer. That's the next thing I do look at. Sometimes that's the first thing I look at. What do the Amazon customers think of that product? That's more important than who the manufacturer is, because it might be made in China. Some products are made in China, but they have very high ratings, and the manufacturer might not be well known, but they might be extremely good in terms of ratings. That product might be highly rated and well reviewed by the people who bought it on Amazon. So you can read those reviews and things like that. I always read the reviews on Amazon. That's what tells me the most, is if it has really good reviews. But I always care about who the company is. Are they a good company, you know, in general? You know, do they make good products in general? Um, the company name does matter, although it's not really that important, but it's a part of it. And that's one of the things I didn't really mention in the review, so just adding that to the list. Okay, so I think it's time to quit this video. Oh, it is definitely time. It's gone longer than I thought. So I want to get to these. I want to get to these insoles. Start trying them out right now, actually. So I'm going to terminate the interview, the video. This is not an interview, Ward. What are you talking about? I'll terminate the. It's not a review either. I'll terminate this video, Jehovah willing. But what did we learn about Isaiah? Well, look, the new wine has gone to mourning. So it almost talks in verse 7. The vine is withered. All those glad at heart have gone to sighing. It's similar to the psalm where it was talking, that was Psalm 44 of the sons of Korah, that was talking about, you know, the humiliation upon Jehovah's people. They didn't feel good at all. It's the same idea here. People aren't happy, right? And but there was a promise in verse 21 that Jehovah would turn his attention again. Wow, it's very interesting. Jehovah would become king again in a way that would favor his people, supposedly. Let me see. It doesn't mention favor to his people there. I've got to address something here. Let's see, what's it telling me? Okay. Just started uploading the very last file there that's in the queue, the upload queue for the video, the Blue Ridge fret dressing video. That has three different parts. Okay, so what's the final statement here? The kings would be gathered like a gathering of prisoners in verse 22. And the army of the height as well. Excuse me. Right, leanness is mentioned there too in verse 16. Well, there are very significant events mentioned in this chapter here. So when Jehovah rises up against his enemies, at least it becomes clear that he is king. That's what happens in verse 23 here. Jehovah becomes king, right, with glory in front of his elderly men. It's interesting. That's the message there. But it's not all doom and gloom, but it's definitely a serious message of Jehovah's accounting. He will account. Jehovah will take an accounting for the wrongdoing that is happening wherever it happens, whether it's on the ground or in the heights above or anywhere. So this is Ward Green. It's November 14th, 2022. It's 12:31 hours. Bye for now. I love you. Hopefully I'll see you later.